So when we hear about celebrating Mother's Day, we often hear about Mother's Day brunches and dining and things like that. But we don't normally hear the same types of things for Father's Day, do we?
You know, I think we talked about it before that Mother's Day is the number one biggest, busiest dining day for restaurants of the year. Biggest. Father's Day, not so much. And, of course, the reason for that is that, and we're talking about stereotypes now, that the whole reason for taking mom out to dinner is to get her out of the kitchen. We're still in the mindset that mom is the one in there slaving away, and you got to get her out of the kitchen, take off that apron for the day, and sit her down and let her be waited on.
Wow, you know, I never put that together, that tradition would have evolved from that stereotype.
In today's world, there are a lot of dads who are doing the cooking too.
Absolutely.
It's whoever gets home first throws something together. Yet we still don't have that mindset of getting dad some time off from cooking.
And I'm sure there are a lot of dads out there that would really appreciate a fine dining kind of night off. I know my dad did a lot of the cooking, and I know other dads do too.
Sure, yeah. And so, maybe it's time to take that out. But, you know, we can still talk about stereotypes a little bit. You know, dads love steaks. Every dad loves steak. Of course, that's not true. But when you think of the places, the typical masculine restaurants that you would want to take your dad to, yeah, you're probably talking about good steakhouses. And, of course, then we've got my favorites, Spencer's for Steaks and Chops at the Hilton Orlando. I like Shula's at the Dolphin Hotel. Del Frisco's, I think, still does a terrific job and still one of the better independently owned restaurants, steakhouses anyway, in the area. Or maybe dad doesn't want to have anything really, really fancy or too heavy. Maybe he just wants to spend some time with you watching a sporting event. And so maybe a sports bar. You take them out to have a burger at a sports bar. Maybe someplace like Graffiti Junction, which they've got in Thornton Park or College Park. Or Johnny's Fillin' Station. It's always had a fun big burger. I know when my dad comes to town, the first place he wants to go is Johnny's to have a burger. So that's where I take him. Actually, he usually ends up buying, but yeah. Thanks, Dad. Or maybe a fish camp if you're over on the coast, maybe JB's Fish Camp in New Smyrna. And then, you know, go out fishing with your dad afterwards. That's terrific. But there's an event this Sunday that might be fun for kids and dads of all ages. It's called the Bacon Off.
Bacon Off.
Yeah. We're going to have a competition between two food trucks. We got Big Wheel Provisions food truck, and we've got CNS Brisket Bus. And so they're going to have this Bacon Off, invite the public there's going to be a bacon buffet, and you get a craft beer or a soda if you don't like beer, and there's going to be categories for best original bacon, best novelty bacon, best bacon side, best bacon product, and the bacon grand champion.
And this is between the two food trucks.
Just between the two. Yeah, they're going to be competing in those categories. And then the people there will vote on the winner. So you got to eat lots of bacon.
That stereotypical dad we've been talking about, that sounds like stereotypical dad heaven
who
right there.
Who doesn't love bacon?
Thank you very much, Scott.
Thank you.